Hello, friends. The groups that are on duty today are the Germany group, Berlin, Germany number 4. Let's move to Germany 4.
Любимые хаверим, любимое мировое кли, любимое.
Beloved friends, beloved world kli, beloved Rav, the 4th 10 of Germany, Austria, Switzerland, the 10 from Berlin. We prepared the preparation for this lesson, and so we're glad to see and hear everyone in this lesson. We should mention that when we prepared, we had the Creator's help. Thank you, dear great Creator, for helping us down to the last moment. Through prayers and requests, you brought the friends your greatness and importance so that we can assemble here for the preparation and appear before the whole world. Together we stand here before this mountain, before you, and we ask of you at this very special time, the time of forgiveness, the time of repentance, please give us the opportunity to defeat the evil inclination, to unite, to connect, to rise above this darkness. Because if not for you, Creator, we are lost. Only the Creator can give us His light. Only you can bring us to the purpose of creation in order to bring you contentment. So, friends, let's not take a moment's rest. We have one last step to take. We are the last generation. We will connect as one, and in this unity we will discover the One and give Him contentment. L'chaim, beloved friends.
From the sources, from a Rabash article, What is Man and What is Beast in the Work? Those who want to achieve bestowal feel the emptiness within them and need the greatness of the Creator. They can fill this emptiness specifically with exaltedness, which is called full of mitzvot, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason, which is called exaltedness. In other words, they ask the Creator to give them power in exaltedness, which is above reason, in greatness and importance of the Creator. They do not want the Creator to let them attain this, since they want to subjugate themselves with unconditional surrender. But they ask for help from the Creator, and to that extent, they can fill the empty place with mitzvot. We'll read it one more time from the article of Rabash, What is Man and What is the Beast in the Work? Those who want to achieve bestowal feel the emptiness within them, and they need the greatness of the Creator. They can fill this emptiness specifically with exaltedness, romemut, called full of mitzvot, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason, which is called exaltedness. In other words, they ask the Creator to give them power in exaltedness that is above reason in greatness and importance of the Creator. They do not want the Creator to let them attain this, since they want to subjugate themselves with unconditional surrender. But they ask for help from the Creator, and to that extent, they can fill the empty place with mitzvot. Germany 4, please.
Workshop Frage. Wie helfen wir den Freunden, sich dem Schöpfer mit Bedingungen?
Workshop question. How will we help the friends submit themselves unconditionally to the Creator? Again, how will we help the friends submit themselves and surrender unconditionally to the Creator?
Mm-hmm.
Friends are already in unconditional surrender. We need to ask for the forces from the Creator to see this.
Yes, we will give that power through the importance and greatness of the goal. As we take the time to pay attention to everything related to connection, by that we help each friend and the ten as a whole to come to equivalence of form with the Creator.
We need to give an example constantly that despite every state, we just want to exalt the ten, to raise it up without taking into consideration anything that we are. And in such a way, each of us has the forces to continue on this path. In unconditional surrender, this has to be a condition in the ten every all the time.
Yes, we will help each other. There is no alternative. If we want to win the war of the inclination, we need to help each other. Without even a connection to the Creator, but with the understanding that if we help each other, then we can reach Him. The work is primarily between us.
The work is between us. We've been privileged to reveal the Creator while we're here in this world. And to reveal means that we need to connect. And as we appreciate the friends and value them, we realize that they are the cause. This is how we want to subdue ourselves before them and help them unconditionally. If they're important to us, then we can give them an example and to care, just like my child, who I don't know what I can do to awaken him, because it's important for him to receive the best possible thing. This is what we do. The friends are important, the Creator is important, and from this, something happens.
In the excerpt, we heard that we have to ask the Creator for help so that we can be surrendered, so that we can surrender unconditionally. And we need to have a synchronized common request from everyone in the ten. And that's what we have to aspire to.
Through the actions between the friends, we want to come to those relations with the Creator, to first surrender before the friends and to go above reason and ask to come to a common request to the Creator in the relations between us.
As the Rabash suggests, we need to ask, and only when we ask the Creator for help, to that extent he can fill the place of emptiness with commandments, and perhaps that's the only way in which we can truly help each other surrender to the Creator, by asking the Creator for help.
Shai.
Yes, to subjugate oneself is, whether you want it or not, we should at least ask to want. That's the prayer before the prayer. To ready the ground for our subjugation as a ten.
It's a good time now to make an effort between us, because it's a time of will, and it's a time where we can show each other and the Creator that we came here not to feel something, but to make an effort.
Lieber Schöpfer, bitte vergib uns all unsere bewussten und schlechten Taten und segne uns.
Please forgive us for all our bad, known and unknown deeds, and bless us with your grace and your love, and let the friends have the strength to connect between them, so that in this new year, we will succeed in all the work of connection between us and dissemination between us. Amen. Again. Dear Creator, forgive us for all our deeds, our bad ones that we know of and that were not unknown. And in this place, bless us with your presence and love. And let the friends have the force to connect between them so that in this new year, we will succeed in all our work and connection between us and dissemination. Amen.